The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Matthew relates the slaughter of babies in Bethlehem as one example of evil in the world. Jesus has been born into this world to manifest God's presence and save his people from their sins. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up. Take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Congregation may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, as we wind down from the hustle and the bustle of the Christmas season, it is good to remind ourselves of the gift that we have just opened on Christmas. We know here that I'm not talking about the clothes, the toys, or the food, but of course, Jesus Christ our Lord, the gift who keeps on giving. We try so hard throughout the holiday season to create that magical feeling with our family and friends, that feeling where the outside of the house and the tree sparkle just right, the food and drink are complimented, and our ears echo with stories and laughter. The holidays are certainly a busy time, but they are also a kind of Sabbath because they take us out of our daily routines to enjoy time with our family and friends, and to have that Hallmark card sort of feeling that this moment is special. But what about the rest of the year? This gospel passage reminds us of the evil as well as of the wonderful in the world. The times when God seems near to us as well as those times when God seems so far away. What can we do every day to recognize that Jesus came to this world to protect us from that evil, to be here for us amidst that evil, and to save us from the evil within ourselves? At the same time that we understand this blessing, we also must confront the reality of this evil in the world, the reality of the covenant that was broken through Adam and Eve, and the fact that although we have entered into this new covenant with Christ and have been forgiven for our sins, at the same time we still face the potential of sin that is looming around us, reminding us that while death is defeated by Christ, we have not yet seen death's end. This is a great mystery of life that fills our time on earth with much confusion. For instance, why did the angel tell Joseph to remove his family from Bethlehem so that Jesus would not be killed? But the angel did not warn the families of all the other children who were still killed by King Herod. It is hard to understand that part of this story, and there are many other times in our lives, especially as the holidays begin to wind down and we re-enter this world that is our normal, that we again begin to face the disappointment, the tension, that Jesus has already come to save us from sin and death. But at the same time, our salvation from sin and death have not yet fully come. We do not have to fear death, the Hebrews passage reminds us. And we have a guide with us who has suffered this world, and even more so than we have. But why do we have a gift that has been opened fully, but that we cannot yet fully use? The trick here is that we can fully use the gift, but it is according to God's time, which can feel to us like a giant, slow sand timer, and we are watching each grain make its way through. We are impatient. We have become that way in this hurried world where the focus is on the unimportant things most of the time, where we have to rush to get things done to such a degree that we do not have time to take in the blessings that God has given us in our family and friends and in God's presence. For we know that God did not send a messenger or angel, as we found out in Isaiah today, to intervene for him, but that his own presence brings us salvation. The holidays give us the blessing of a few days to be merry in this Martha world and recognize the gift of Christ that we have opened up. We have a public celebration only once a year for a blessing that we receive every day and celebrate once a week at church, because the world is not so good at celebrating what is really important sometimes. But more astoundingly, we put ourselves in busy mode to take away from the numb feeling that we get from missing something deeper, namely that celebration of Christ that most people only do once a year, if at all. We must ask ourselves what we can do every day to celebrate amidst what is considered the normal, how much Christ loves us and has given everything that he has for us. We must celebrate not only what we will see Christ do and what has been done for us, but also what has been done for the world as a greater whole. The world we live in has changed since Christ changed, so that we may embrace a greater meaning and purpose, a greater love at the center of our lives than the cares of this world, a greater hope that makes us into more than just dust and ash that will blow away, but lives that will go on eternally, cherished deeply, each one special in the eyes of our gracious, humble, and ever-powerful Lord Jesus Christ. God has come here as your gift to open every day because he thinks you are worth everything he has to give. Your purpose is greater than any label given to you by the world, because who you truly are is not your job, not your possessions, not your family legacy. Your true legacy is as a child of God, as a brother or sister of Christ. How can you live your life every day in celebration of that, and in denial of any other box that anyone has ever tried to keep you in? There is only one box that you fit in, and it says beloved child of God on it. That is the point of this holiday season, as well as the whole year. Every year, we have been given a gift that we can use, its greatness unfathomable to our imaginations. Most of us will often feel very small in this big world, but Christ's gift of himself to us proves just how big and important he thinks that we are. God is here to remind us that life is about so much more than what we can do for ourselves, because Christ gives us everything that is truly meaningful. The only way any of us realize what is truly meaningful, however, is for Christ to show us, and we are blessed that he has done so. At the end of the day, we can look at the world and see how many people think that Christmas is really about presents and impressing your neighbors and being the best, but Christ is the best every single day, and we are so lucky that he has reached out his hand to us and invited us to come along with him for the ride of our lives. I love the Christmas movie, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. The Grinch who got laughed at as a child trying to impress a girl on Christmas ran up to a mountain to hide, until one year where everything changes. He is standing at the top of the mountain to dump everyone's gifts that he has stolen when he hears a shocking noise. All of the people whose gifts have been stolen are not crying as the Grinch expected, but they have gathered together and they are singing. Soon after this, the Grinch realizes that Christmas is about so much more than just presents. The movie emphasizes the warmth and love that come through family and community on Christmas, and we know that those things can only come through Christ, who is the true reason for Christmas and for our lives every day. So remember as you continue upon the road which God has given you to walk, to celebrate the one who has come to give you everything that he has because of his unending love for you. May God bless you and keep you in his grace. Amen. We continue with the children's sermon. Children, please come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning? Would somebody like to tell me the most fun present that you might have received for Christmas? A dog? What's the dog's name? What?
Ace.
Say it again. Ace. Okay, what kind of puppy is that?
A Chihuahua Terrier mix.
That's going to be a fun dog later down the road. Yes, it is. Well, I can see right now that had to be going to be a lot of fun. Anybody else have something they would like to tell me what you received for Christmas? Nobody? Okay. Well, let me ask you all something then.
I was there.
What?
I was
You or your parents maybe give somebody in school or your neighbors or anybody some gifts that really needed some? Like food or anything like that? Okay. Well, these gifts that we get and receive is what happened many years ago. This is what happened many years ago when little baby Jesus was born. And you know, today when you go out at nighttime, there's all kind of lights shining in the streets. Well, see, back then, there weren't any street lights. And people did not know where baby Jesus really was because they traveled at night. So what happened? Anybody know? God put a bright star in the sky that was above where baby Jesus was born. And that's how they found him and brought him gifts. God has given all of us many gifts, and that is our privilege and everything also to share them with others. Let's just say a short little prayer here. Oh God, we give you thanks for another peaceful and bountiful Christmas season. For our children and the ability given to us to teach them about Jesus, birth and life, and someday that they may also be able to teach their children and others what happened 2,000 years ago. And God's promise of eternal life for his followers and believers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just met me have, we had something here. Sarah, remember I told you all about the star that God put in the sky? Well, we have some stars for you. You're welcome. Now, these stars are edible, though. Thank y'all, and y'all enjoy all the gifts that y'all receive and share them with others.
Well, thank you, Clem, for the wonderful children's sermon, and we have a special hymn by the men's quartet.